Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Monday, brand new week. For those of you that don't know, the circus is in town. Yes, the circus. We've got Democrat candidates. We have a Democrat debate tomorrow. You got the early voting in the caucus for Democrats goes through tomorrow. And, it's the circus, and it's here. The good thing is we got the president coming to town tomorrow, and we'll be in and out of town over the next few days. Culminating with a big rally on Friday. We'll tell you about that. Coming up on the show, Danny Tarkanian will join us, our good friend, our former colleague. He has now moved to Northern Nevada. But he's got a new book out, The True Story of Jerry Tarkanian. It's called Rebel with a Cause. And we'll get a chance to visit with him coming up just after 10 o'clock. Victor Jakes will join us after 11 o'clock. Busy, busy day. And always good to have Mark Lauder on. He was in studio last time. He is winging his way to Nevada tomorrow for the debates. And Mark Lauder, the Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 reelect, joining us. By phone from the swamp. Mark, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Kevin?
I'm great. You're going to be like on the road all week long, but you're coming out here tomorrow. Why are you coming?
Well, you know, there's a Democrat debate coming up in your neck of the woods this week, and you never underestimate the ability of our campaign to not give the other side free, unfettered airtime and access.
Are you bringing members of Congress with you? I know with some of these appearances, we've had members of Congress come out and as surrogates, if you will, for the president. Will we see some of that tomorrow?
Not tomorrow, I don't think, no. And we'll be active. As obviously, as you said, the president's got a big rally on Friday right before the caucuses, and so we'll make our presence known. I think earlier this week it'll be more. Not only will he be in town, but we'll also make sure that we've got the appropriate people around that can push back as the Democrats take the stage and debate socialism.
Three rallies, Keep America Great rallies, CAG rallies. This week, one in Colorado, one in Arizona, and of course the one here. Are we going to see more of this? Is this a part of the strategy to put the president out on the road a little more?
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. In fact, we were in New Hampshire last Monday night, and one of the key things to remember about these rallies is it's not just about the speech. And obviously, so many people will see and hear the president speak. We usually get about 4 to 5 times the number of people requesting tickets than the actual venue will hold. But it's an opportunity for us to get our volunteers, our get out the vote efforts, all of them activated. It's kind of like we like to stretch our legs is what we're calling it. And reminding folks that regardless of what happens with that mess of a primary on the Democrat side, whoever comes out of that, they still get to get into the ring with Donald Trump and with this campaign, because we're not going anywhere. We're just sitting around getting stronger and stronger and stronger.
Everything we hear, whether it's from Van Jones or others on the Democrat side, it's that Democrats can't find the perfect candidate to compete with Donald J. Trump. And I guess my question is, what do you make of the field as it's constituted now? We've got Michael Bloomberg, who will enter the race for Super Tuesday, but is keeping a low profile, though he's on TV out here all the time. his commercials. He spent, am I right, he spent $400 million already?
Something like that, yeah. It's been a really remarkable. But it doesn't really matter how much money he wants to set on fire. It won't be able to undo the horrific comments that are now coming out attributed to him from his time as mayor and afterwards, whether it is about throwing minority kids against the wall and frisking them, whether it is supporting redlining and saying that when they ended redlining, which is a discriminatory housing practice, that's what caused the financial crisis. Whether it is over the weekend, he's like, I can teach anybody how to farm. You just dig a hole, plant a seed, and put dirt on it. I mean, these are some really disparaging comments, let alone some of the disparaging comments that have been attributed to him by women and women who worked for him inside his corporation. They're really bad things, and I don't think you're going to be able to spend enough money, or he doesn't even have enough money to overcome that.
I'm curious, you spend a lot of time looking at polls, I'm sure. Is all this money that he's spending, $400 million, and he hasn't even entered a primary yet, and he won't until Super Tuesday. Is it working? Is the strategy, the grand strategy of just spending money, is it working?
Well, you'd have to ask yourself. I mean, he has seen a rise in the polls, but it's also been attributed to some of the other folks, like, you know, the complete and utter failure of Joe Biden's campaign, Elizabeth Warren's campaign, and so many others. So you wonder if he's causing it or if he's just benefiting because the other candidates have been such horrible candidates who've been unable to deliver. Right now, it seems like it's still Bernie's. He's leading in the polls. He's leading in delegate totals. And that's really remarkable because, look, I know I'm a Republican. I've been saying this, and I'm even guilty of it. We accuse everything that they talk about of being socialists. But Bernie Sanders actually is a socialist. He describes himself as a socialist, and I'd say a communist sympathizer. I mean, this guy took his honeymoon in the Soviet in the late 1980s. And, Kevin, I'll tell you, I got engaged to my wife in the late 1980s. I don't remember her showing me a single bride magazine with an ad for Honeymoon Moscow in it. I mean, who does that?
I love that. Mark Lauder joining us. Mark is a strategic communications director for the Trump 2020 campaign. What has happened to Joe Biden? For the longest time, we were told he was the only guy that could beat Trump. For the longest time, we were told he was the inevitable nominee. And yet now he's in fourth, fifth place, depending on the state. And he just looks tired and old, and maybe that he's ready to be dispatched, to civilian status. What do you make of what's happened to him?
Well, it shouldn't surprise anyone. I mean, this is the third time he's run for president. He's never won a caucus. He's never won a primary. He's never won a state. And that record now is still unchanged because he still hasn't won anything. He's always been known to be a bad candidate, but I think that the Democratic apparatus and the mainstream media were so enamored by him as being the only person who could possibly try to beat Trump. And what he's showing is that he's not able to beat President Trump. And even it harkens back to when, there have been statements attributed to former President Obama saying, Joe, you don't have to do this. And I think we're all now starting to realize that, you know, why? Because he's just not good at it.
Let me just ask you, as far as Biden is concerned, he's hoping that that Nevada is going to be the launching pad. Is there any evidence you've seen in polling or data points or anything that indicate this is going to be kind of the relaunch of the Biden campaign, propel him to South Carolina, a much more diverse population, and that Nevada will essentially restart kind of the 2.0 Biden campaign?
No, in fact, I'm starting to see some stories already coming out, much like we saw in Iowa and New Hampshire, where the Biden team is already starting to downplay expectations in Nevada. They know that Bernie Sanders is leading right now, and he's leading fairly comfortably from the polls I have seen. And so they're already starting to lower those expectations that Biden is going to do very badly again. And then they're really putting all of their apples in the basket of South Carolina. And there are even polls out that are showing that is collapsing and that many black voters in South Carolina and in other places as well are starting to turn away from Biden, which was once considered, that was his firewall So I think we are watching the continued collapse of the Biden campaign. I think Warren is following that same footstep. And right now it looks like it's going to come down to, you know, Bernie and maybe Bloomberg, if he can continue to hang on past these latest scandals. You just don't know. Right now it looks like it's all Bernie.
What about Mayor Pete, though? Because Mayor Pete looked okay in both Iowa and New Hampshire. But you look out here and you look elsewhere at statewide polls. He's struggling. He's struggling to get above 5-6%.
Yeah, that's what we've seen with Mayor Pete. He was fine in Iowa, where he spent so much time, and New Hampshire. But once you got into more of a diverse voting population, he just doesn't connect with those populations. And so we're seeing the same thing happen again with Pete, both in Nevada and in South Carolina. It'll be interesting to see if he's able to pull something out. Right now, it looks like if this follows the script that we have seen earlier, is that you'll have the debate this week. Are people who are undecided going to be watching that, and is it going to help them make up their mind? A lot of people thought that's what happened in New Hampshire, where Amy Klobuchar had a good debate, and next thing you know, she finishes a very strong third after being pretty much nowhere during most of this campaign. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of reaction people give to the debate performances. But still, I think by and large, most people think Nevada is going to go with Bernie Sanders. It's going to give him a lot of momentum. And then we're going to watch to see if the Democrat National Committee and the Democrats, the power structure, do what they did in 16, which is try to do everything they can to take the nomination away from Sanders, because they know that America is not going to vote for a confirmed self-proclaimed socialist.
Culinary 226, the most powerful union probably here in Las Vegas and around the Strip. They got 60,000-90,000 family members / members. They have chosen not to endorse anybody on the Democrat ticket, although they say they are committed to defeating the president. What do you make of this move by the most powerful union in the state?
Well, I think they're a lot like many of the Democrats. They're between a rock and a hard place. You know, they know that Sanders is the leading candidate, but they also know that his plan for Medicare for All is going to eliminate private health insurance, eliminate the health insurance that the union has negotiated for its members. Its members, much like most of America, don't want to give up their private health insurance, and so they're finding themselves in a difficult position. And that's where the Democrats are, too, because they're now going to be supporting a candidate who wants to eliminate private health insurance, kick 20 million American seniors off of their Medicare Advantage plans, and they know it's going to be disastrous for them, but they can't stop the movement. Meanwhile, you have to ask these union members, the economy's good right now. Wages are going up. Unemployment is at a historic low. Why would you want to shift away from the policies that has really emboldened Nevada? It has actually caused Nevada to lead the nation in job growth. And it sounds like if they're going to oppose the president, like most head honchos of labor does, not the rank and file, they're going to be biting the hand that gives them such a great upward lift.
Again, Mark Lauder joining us, Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 campaign. And he'll be heading to Nevada tomorrow for the Democrat debate. The president's going to be here most of the week. He's going to be in and out, going to Colorado and Arizona. I want to ask you about one of the candidates, though, that intrigues me, mainly because she is a woman. She began her campaign in a snowstorm, and it looked like, boy, she isn't going anywhere. All of a sudden, she has a meteoric rise in New Hampshire. Can she figure in this race at all, or is she little too little too late, so to speak?
Well, I think it's too soon to tell. I mean, we have seen the meteoric rise of so many of their candidates after one decent debate. Kamala Harris stormed into the lead or up there in the upper tier for a while, and then she flamed out. We saw the same thing. Obviously, Biden has flamed out. Buttigieg is been hot, but can he keep it that way? So I'm not sure. We'll have to see if Amy Klobuchar can keep this or if she is just the latest star to rise meteorically in the Democrat primary process only to wash out a few weeks or a month or so later. They've had a lot of that this cycle. The only person who's really been consistent is Bernie. So we'll see if she can keep up, but she's got a lot of catching up to do because she hadn't had a lot of forces on the ground in Nevada, in South Carolina, or in those Super Tuesday states because she hasn't been able to afford to do it.
Well, and when you talk about affording, you're now on the cusp of Nevada and South Carolina, but then you go to Super Tuesday, and I've heard in order to do Super Tuesday, to do California, to do Texas, to do other states, it's going to cost you upwards of $100 million, maybe $150 million to do that. Do all of these candidates that are still in, do they have the money? Do they have the fundraising ability to generate that kind of money for Super Tuesday?
Right now, none of them do except for Bernie and then obviously Bloomberg. The rest of them are just trying to keep the lights turned on. Buttigieg has a very good fundraising apparatus. But he's also been obviously trailing the Bernie Sanders campaign. The only three I would see right now having the fundraising ability to go toe to toe with California moving to Super Tuesday, it becomes very expensive to campaign. And those candidacies that are struggling, including Joe Biden, despite the fact that he's been the front runner for nearly a year now, he has never been able to fundraise very well, and even his super PAC has fallen way back. I'm not sure how he can do battle with his lack of fundraising ability.
Wow. Mark, safe travels to Nevada tomorrow. Hopefully our paths will cross. If not, we will talk to you at a later date, but enjoy it. By the way, just so you know, coming from the East Coast, the weather here is perfect. 62 degrees, sunny skies. So,
don't, I like the sounds of that.
Leave your snow gear behind. Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Kevin.
There you have it. Mark Lauder joining us, Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 campaign. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Nevada Talk Network family, you've heard me talking about my MyPillow and MyPillow premium pillows and all of the great deals you can find by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the radio listener specials. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA, MyPillow premium pillows, washable and dryable. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and use my promo code USA and get the best sleep of your life. Mike Lindell guarantees it.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time.
Radio gets results.
Radio.
Radio gets results. That's radio.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Nevada Talk Net, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Over the weekend, he had three topless people take the stage. I mean, poor Bernie. You know, the guy just can't get no respect. He's kind of the Rodney Dangerfield of politics. The Demo Rats are trying to strip him of this nomination before he even gets it. Go figure. Coming up, Danny Tarkanian, new book out, Rebel with a Cause. The true story of Jerry Tarkanian. It is fascinating, and it brought back a lot of memories. Stick around. Danny Tarkanian will join us from Northern Nevada as we continue live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Taco Time's awesome sauce burrito is just $1.99. It's totally sawsome.
See what I did there?
Made with real food, real fast. We load it with seasoned ground beef, refried beans, rich and creamy cheese sauce, and our world-famous Mexi fries. Time to customize. Pick your sauce, boss. Choose original, green, or blazing five alarm. Whatever your style, grab your awesome sauce burrito and go the extra mile for just $1.99. Only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good, sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A peace deal between the United States and the Taliban is said to be near. A Taliban official saying today that talks are over and the deal is expected to be signed by the end of the month. The chief negotiator for the U.S. expressing satisfaction about where things stand, but adding that many challenges remain on the horizon. SpaceX successfully launching another batch of 60 Starlink satellites into the atmosphere, but this morning's launch ended up seeing the booster go on to miss its landing spot.
We clearly did not make the landing this time. However, stage two, we have confirmed SECO,
which is second engine cutoff.
The company confirming that the first stage of the Falcon 9 rocket made what they call a soft landing in the water near the intended landing spot on a drone ship. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055.
Mother Nature forces Monday racing in Daytona. I'm Kyle Rickey, and this is the Monday Morning Race Recap on the Motor Racing Network.
When it comes to weekends, we're always left wondering what to do.
If only there was something exciting going on that everyone will enjoy.
Then you want the full throttle excitement of the Fan Shield 500 Speed Fest coming to Phoenix Raceway March 6th through the 8th. You bring all your friends and family, and we'll bring the festival fun with camping, great food, and access to the infield and NASCAR garages. Get your seats now at phoenixraceway.com.
The 62nd running of the Daytona 500 began the 2020 NASCAR Cup Series season yesterday at the Daytona International Speedway. That included the President of the United States, Donald Trump.
My fellow race fans, there is no greater thrill than to join you at the World Center of Racing for the 62nd Daytona 500. So exciting.
President Trump gave the command to fire engines and pace the 40-car field on the opening parade lap. Once green, pole winner Ricky Stenhouse Jr. led the opening 20 laps with his JTG Doherty Racing Team before the rain started to fall, forcing NASCAR officials to postpone the remaining 180 laps until today. Joey Logano, Eric Almirola, Ryan Newman, and Kevin Harvick will restart behind Stenhouse in positions 2 through 5. The race is scheduled to resume at 4 p.m. Eastern Time here on MRN. Once the Daytona 500 is complete, NASCAR Cup Series teams will head to race 2 on the season this weekend at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway in Nevada. That's the Monday Morning Race Recap. I'm Kyle Rickey on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Bill Clinton. Nice guy. Got a lot of problems coming up, in my opinion, with the famous island with Jeffrey Epstein. A lot of problems. I should run.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by the MultiCare Group. If employee retention is important to your business, regardless of size, call my friend Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group. Regardless of where you live across the state of Nevada, ask about high-quality group health insurance plans. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Just to give you a quick roadmap of what is ahead, coming up at 1 o'clock, we'll have the Daytona 500 for you, followed immediately in progress with the Golden Knights at the Washington Caps. So it's going to be a busy whoops. Okay. Wyatt, why don't you give me the lowdown here?
No, they're at T-Mobile Arena today.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that? I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah, they're at T-Mobile for a President's Day game with the Washington Capitals.
A matinee, as we used to call it.
Yeah. I want to get to the audio sound bites because the circus has come to town. We've got Democrat presidential wannabes crisscrossing the state. They've been spending a lot of time in northern Nevada, a lot of time in the rurals, and they're going to be spending more and more time as we get closer to Saturday. You know, we've got early voting and all that. They're going to be spending more time later in the week here in Las Vegas. But at the same time, crisscrossing the country because they've got South Carolina coming up. Now, John Kennedy is becoming one of my favorite people. John Kennedy is a senator from Louisiana. And, you know, the big question over the weekend on some of the Sunday shows was this whole notion of whether Trump has the authority to intervene on behalf of Roger Stone in the sentencing. He was found guilty. Okay. So now we're on to the sentencing phase of that trial. But John Kennedy was on yesterday with Margaret Brennan and addressed this whole Trump authority to intervene on Roger Stone's sentencing. But he did it in a way that only John Kennedy could do. Listen to this.
Does the president have a right to tweet about a case? Of course. Just because you can sing, though, doesn't mean you should sing. You can have a voice like Mick Jagger, but you wouldn't want to start belting out Honky Tonk Woman in church. This is a case where tweeting less would not cause brain damage. Look, Roger Stone is pretty good at bad decisions, and nobody would confuse him with Alexander Hamilton. Bill Barr's Justice Department prosecuted him and convicted him. While the Attorney General and others were trying to get the Senate's recommendation straight, the president tweeted, put the Attorney General in an awkward spot, and he spoke out.
Do you think the interference ends at tweet?
I have no indication that it doesn't. And Bill Barr has said categorically and unequivocally that the president has never tried to influence him in a criminal case, nor should he. Look, this is my experience with Bill Barr. He's mature. He's serious. He exercises power fairly and intelligently. He's cursed with a rational mind, and he's tough as a boot. And he has given the president his advice, his best advice, and I hope that President Trump will accept it.
You said that you take the Attorney General at his word that he was already going to intervene in this case prior to the president's public tweet about Roger Stone. But is it a good idea for him to get personally involved in such a politically charged case?
Look, this is the way the process works at justice, particularly when a public figure is involved. There are checks and balances, and there are multiple layers of supervision. Now, it has been reported, I don't know if it's accurate, it's been reported by two major mainstream news organizations that the four frontline prosecutors here said, look, we're going to recommend 7 to 9 years for Stone, and if you don't like it, they said this to their supervisors, we're going to quit and call a press conference. That's not the proper procedure. Nobody's above the law, but nobody's beneath the law. Being Mr. Stone's status as a chucklehead is not a criminal act.
Right, but the question was whether the Attorney General himself should have gotten personally involved. He said in an interview with ABC that the U.S. Attorney did consult with him before the filing.
Well,
they disagreed on it, and then
Bill Barr got involved. Yeah. Bill Barr didn't initiate it. All Bill Barr's Justice Department did was prosecute the gentleman. The U.S. Attorney in Washington came to Bill Barr and said, hey, I've got a question about the sentence. So Barr says, well, let's talk about it, at least according to Mr. Barr's testimony. In the meantime, the frontline prosecutors went out on their own. Now, I don't know exactly what happened. I just know what's been reported, Margaret. But I can tell you one of my staff members came to me and said, Kennedy, I don't agree with your position on net neutrality. And if you don't change it, I'm going to quit and call a press conference.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd say, you have me confused with somebody who cares about what you think. Go call your press conference. You can't resign because you're fired.
I'm sorry. But John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, to me is a breath of fresh air. If we ever needed a vice presidential candidate, I would, or maybe down the road, a presidential candidate. Mark it down here. I could vote for John Kennedy. I really honestly could. I mean, that's just incredible stuff. Now, the president did something that I thought was extraordinary. Yesterday, he went to Daytona, and he didn't just go to Daytona and you know, sit in a luxury box. He was actually a part of the pre-race deal. No, he was. In fact, let's go to cut 7. Let's do this in order. Let's go to cut 8. And this is the president at Daytona welcoming race fans to the really a motor racing's biggest event, and it's called Daytona.
My fellow race fans, there is no greater thrill than to join you at the World Center of Racing for the 62nd Daytona 500. So exciting. The Daytona 500 is a legendary display of roaring engines, soaring spirits of the American skill, speed, and power that we've been hearing about for so many years. The tens of thousands of patriots here today have come for the fast cars and the world-class motorsports. But NASCAR fans never forget that no matter who wins the race, what matters most is God, family, and country. Joining us today are Gold Star families whose loved ones made the supreme sacrifice to defend our freedom and our flag. To Edgar and Jennifer Bill, George Lutz, and Gold Star families everywhere throughout our land, your fallen warriors will live in our hearts forever. Thank you.
And then it was time for the utterance it's my favorite part of every race. And it's where in this case, the President of the United States uttered the greatest words in motorsports.
NASCAR fans, to welcome back your United States Air Force Thunderbirds and to deliver the most famous words in motorsports at the Daytona 500, please welcome this year's Grand Marshal, the 45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump, accompanied by First Lady of the United States, Melania Trump.
Daytona International Speedway, we love our country, and it's truly an honor to be with all of you at the Great American Race. Gentlemen, start your engines.
Now, somebody tell me, we talk about earned advertising, so to speak, earned media. How much do you think that was worth? Just in sheer dollar figures. I mean,
by the way, Sean Spicer tweeted 4 hours ago, no big deal, folks. Yes, tax dollars were used for the trip to the Daytona 500. But to offset some of the costs, the president will fire another 100 useless bureaucrats.
Oh, I just love that. I just love that. And by the way, not only did he utter the most important words in racing, gentlemen, start your engines. He actually was the pace car, the beast. You know that presidential limo.
The photographs. I wish that we could send pictures of this, but that was another tweet that was sent out and says, "No matter what your political affiliation, this is one badass photo of the picture of the big limo as the pace car for the first lap."
I'm still trying to figure this out, because when I watched it live, I was like, what am I seeing? Was the president actually driving, or was he in the passenger seat?
That would have been perfect. It's like that joke I told you about the Pope.
Can you tell it on air?
It's perfectly clean. It's like, you know, the Pope shows up at this one engagement, you know, with the Pope mobile, and they're loading him off into the car, and it says, "I'd really like to drive. They don't let me drive at the back there." And so the guy says, "Come on, I'm the Pope. I'll make it worth your while." Okay. So the Pope gets in, drives, and floors it. He's going like 100 miles an hour through the city in the Pope mobile. And the police finally catches you, starts on the siren. They get on they pull him over. And the driver's in the back seat, and the Pope's in the front seat. And the policeman gets on the horn with the chief and says, "Chief, there's somebody big here. I just pulled over doing 100 miles an hour." And he says, "How big could it be?" He says, "Well, I have a feeling that the guy in it's not anybody political. I think it's God." He says, "Why?" He says, "Because he's got the Pope driving."
Are you going to do stand-up anytime soon?
Enjoy the veal. I'm here all week.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue. But I tell you, the Daytona thing, this president knows how to do earned media better than any marketing person that I have known in my life. And what you saw there yesterday at Daytona, perfectly choreographed.
And more than that, you know, he was going around with the drivers and taking selfies with the drivers.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, that's definitely earned media.
You think he's going to do it again today?
No, I don't think so. Because he's got to get ready for his trip to Vegas, you know.
I know. It's tomorrow. Yeah. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Don't forget, top of the hour, Danny Tarkanian will join us. New book just out, Rebel with a Cause. It's an amazing read. I just got it over the weekend, and I blew right through it. We'll talk more about that coming up a little bit later on. Top of the hour for Danny Tarkanian. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook. And its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, Call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I just love this. I love it when the circus comes to town. It's so much fun. And you heard what happened to, in fact, Wyatt, join me for just a moment. Explain what it is that happened to Bernie Sanders, who I guess now is the front runner in the Democrat Party.
And the Democrats don't like it. Well, the DNC doesn't like it, I should say.
Yeah, the superdelegates are not going to be crazy about that.
No, they're not.
But explain what happened yesterday.
Well, what happened is, and I'm pulling up the story here that I read earlier, is that Bernie was having himself one of his little rally speeches, and in Carson City, one woman ran out on the stage, described herself as Sanders' biggest supporter, grabbed a microphone, and then denounced the dairy industry. Other women walked onto the stage. At least three of them were also topless.
Oh, my God.
Now, the protesters dumped liquids on the stage, and Sanders left. and three were arrested for gross misdemeanor, indecent exposure. All three, by the way, were from California.
Oh, my God. No, I just, I absolutely love that. Only in Nevada. Only in Nevada could you end up with girls going topless. What you see here stays here, and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Even in northern Nevada, that is absolutely fascinating.
Bernie, God bless him. His supporters are his biggest enemies sometimes.
Well, and now what we're seeing is people are being threatened. In fact, the head of the Culinary 226 has been getting threats from supposedly Bernie people. Bernie disavows it, says they're not our people.
Yeah, and she sideways referenced that at the press conference the other day, and I didn't include that in the audio, but it's totally ridiculous. I mean, you know, nobody should threaten anybody else just because they don't like their politics. Of course, we're used to that as conservatives.
Yeah, but it's kind of interesting to see it mano a mano.
Well,
with Democrats
eating their own.
Isn't it just wonderful? It makes Monday palatable, even a holiday Monday. When everybody else in the state is off.
And you and me are working.
And you and me are working.
And Mark, so that's it.
No, I absolutely love it. Coming up, a new book is out. And it's a book that I've known about for going on a couple of years. This has been a labor of love for Danny Tarkanian. The book is called Rebel with a Cause. It's the true story of Jerry Tarkanian. And it's written by Danny Tarkanian, and what is fascinating about this book is that this has been in production for years, and having gone through it over the weekend, it is an amazing, amazing read. It brought back memories that even I'd forgotten about. Yeah, and the first thing I did was go to chapter 15. That's where he talks about the NCAA. Yeah. And what Danny has to say about it is not very complimentary, I'll put it that way. But anyway, Danny Tarkanian will join us coming up in just a couple minutes, and we'll get a chance to visit with him. He has moved from southern Nevada to northern Nevada. I believe he moved to Gardnerville. We'll double check that. But yeah, Danny Tarkanian will join us next, so stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Monday. It is live and local now.